brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
Is there anybody who is going to be a cheat code in 2025?
He's got to be one of the best players in the country. Can't imagine there's anybody better than him.
There's math involved. No one said there'd be math in this high school football season. Welcome to another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast monthly edition. And I think this is the last monthly edition of the year because next time we're back, we're in season. It'll be August and we're going to be talking about football. John here, Hannah there. And it's time for the All-Stars.
5 weeks until the football season, and everybody is excited. We are buzzing about high school football. And as always, to get you guys ready, we take a look all around the state with friends and family of the show and a new voice.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah, you're excited.
I'm really excited about.
Yes, you're slightly
coming
excited.
Coming from Macon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we catch up with all of our friends.
Yep. Todd Holcomb from the Georgia High School Football Daily. Jack Patterson from WRBL-TV in Columbus. The newcomer. Part of the Middle Georgia Tag Team Champs at WMAZ in Macon, Cecily Stout, comes in and hangs out with us. And it's Phil Jones from ITG next and our Matt Stewart. So it's a stacked roster as always.
We've got coaching carousel, recruiting, new stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other hot topics that we cover today?
Well, I mean, you've got all of those. It's matchups. It's regions. It's who could be
underdogs,
a surprise.
Surprises.
So, yeah, there's nothing going on.
Nothing.
Absolutely true. So I believe it's
time. We actually have covered a lot.
Yeah.
We cover more in this All-Star whip around than we have in quite a while.
Okay.
That just shows you what has gone on in this offseason.
Yeah. So then why don't we go ahead and toss to it?
Yeah. Let's get to it. And our first guest, as always, is GHSF Daily's Todd Holcomb. Hey, Todd. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, man. Is the season already starting? It's like it starts when the All-Stars come on the air.
I know. It really does.
He's not wrong.
The All-Stars bring in the season.
He's not wrong.
We have had coaching changes, summer ball, so many hot topics to cover. Todd, what sticks out in your mind as being some of the most important ones that you've been reporting on so far?
Well, it's been a pretty interesting off season. You know, we've got, it's always, I guess the most obvious news is when you have coaching changes. So, you know, Keith Maloof. I mean, I have not covered a high school season that Keith Maloof was not a part of. Same for Jerry Romberg at Westminster. So those are two long timers that we'll miss, along with Mark Straub down in at Calvary Day. So those are some interesting stories. And also, there were coaches that left. Let me see.
Well, there's the whole do-si-do at Appling and Fitzgerald and Stevens.
With
Jordan Mullis out, then Tucker Pruitt over, and then Wes Tankersley down. So that's also part of the fun intrigue of this time of year. It's like, okay, with openings, who goes where? That's the palace intrigue is always sticky there too.
Yeah, all three of those were surprising. You know, Jordan Mullis out, and then I didn't expect Tucker Pruitt to go over to Appling,
Mm-mm.
and I didn't expect Tankersley to go down, like you said, to Fitzgerald. So some other, you know, successful coaches were either pushed out or found their way out or for one reason or another. Jamie Abrams at Cedartown.
Right.
Mike Chastain, Jones County.
Right.
Of course, Greg Vandegrift. We didn't mention that one. Prince Avenue is going to be moving up to Tennessee. I mean, John Rick, the new head coach there. So a lot of interesting head coaching changes. And then Jonathan Guess, I mean, he's won more state titles than what anybody just about this century, and he's gone.
And then Kenny Dallas goes to take over that gig.
Yeah, you're talking a defending champion. Also, another defending champion, Carver Columbus, Pierre Coffey, he decided he would rather be principal at Stewart County, small school. So that was and Jarvis Jones is the new head coach, the former Georgia star NFL player. So, yeah,
the most interesting coaching change to me, which is, I guess, not a change because he's coming back, is Adam Clack heading to Parkview. He helped kick off the Milton dynasty that is right now, went off to do some college ball, went to Europe, and now he's back at Parkview. What's your take on that, Todd?
Well, I think it's a great hire for Parkview for sure. Well, I mean, I love Adam.
Yes.
Yeah, love Adam Clack. I mean, all the media that spoke to him, he's just a class guy. He loves to talk football. And you're right. Milton, they won past two state titles with Ben Reeves, but he was Ben Reeves, a great coach, and he was kind of groomed for the job, and he gives Adam Clack a lot of credit. You know, it not just that Milton started winning with Coach Clack, but it was his his vision, to start playing these national schedules teams. They played a team from California, Pennsylvania, and all of a sudden Milton just came out of, they were the most consistently average program for decades, and all of a sudden they're state power. And so it will be interesting to see what he does at Parkview. I think he'll do well.
And then there were all the discussions that were going on at the GHSA about reorganization and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's another year of intrigue out of Thomaston, too.
Yeah, there's reclassifications coming up, and that'll be a huge story all fall, decide how they're going to change things. And after all said and done, I don't think they're going to change it a whole lot. I think they're going to stay with the same number of classifications. I think they're going to retain the controversial private divisions. So all private schools 3A and below, they fall in there, have to be playing among themselves for state championships. There was the talk of a competitive balance model, which was lobbied for pretty hard by a group headed by Adam Lindsay of Gainesville, and it just didn't get enough traction. But that was the idea, that you would move teams or schools up based on their success. You have a lot of success, you go up in class, or the bottom feeders would go down. But that didn't get approval. So, but still remains to be seen exactly what they're going to do. But it looks like it'll be very similar to what it's been the past 2 years in terms of reclass.
The competitive advantage is a really hard reclassification, because John and I were talking before we went live. Schools can go from really good to really bad in just a few seasons, depending on graduating seniors and new coaches. And I feel like that's just really hard for high school. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
There's math involved. No one said there'd be math in this high school football model season. When you look at reclass, Todd, how many different theories can you think of off the top of your head that have tried to be instituted here in the state of Georgia? There have been a handful of them, haven't there?
You mean over the years?
Yeah.
Or just the last year?
Yeah.
Just this last year, like 18.
There were several.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of proposals out there that they, I don't know how seriously it was considered, but it was certainly posed that they would go from 8 classes to just 4 classes and then break back out into 8 for the championships. Like you would have, you might have 100 schools in the highest class, and then the top 50 would go into one class or one playoff division, the bottom 50 another. All sorts of wild ideas. And
I don't like that either. Because why would the bottom 50 deserve to be in their own class to compete for a state title? That doesn't make any sense.
See, if Hannah doesn't like it,
I am going to call the GHSA.
This is not. All right. So what's going on at the High School Football Daily folks need to know about? I know that you guys are doing a lot of great work and a lot of cool stories. What do folks need to know?
Well, we kick off on August the 1st. That's our first issue of the newsletter. And this
I'll be ready.
17th year,
wow,
I guess. And
sweet.
So, yeah, really excited to get it going. We're going to start out in the preseason. We'll have things like preseason all-state teams and top 100 players at all positions. And we'll chronicle all the 85-90 coaching changes. So it'll just keep serious fans very informed of what's going on in high school football this year.
You keep track of it so I don't have to. Thank you, Todd. I mean, the coaching changes, I mean, with those emails save me. I'm like, I don't know. I can't keep up with all of it.
Yeah, 18 to 20% is about right. As always, Todd, it's great to catch up with you, my friend. Don't be a stranger, and it's great to have you with the All-Stars, because as you said, I mean, the All-Stars get together. Season's here. As always, great to catch up with you.
Hey, thanks, John and Hannah. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Next up is WRBL's Jack Patterson coming to us live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. Jack, what's going on there, buddy?
Nothing's going on over here. Just a whole bunch of, talking heads and, things like, oh, wait, it's only the unofficial kickoff of college football season over here. Yeah, it's packed. Running into all kinds of personalities over here, and you know we're just getting ready for the season. And you know, as soon as I get done over here, I'm heading right over to Truist Park for the All-Star game. So it's a busy time around here, but I love every
and
second
Tyler's
of it.
Right? Tyler's on his honeymoon still.
No, Tyler is over at Truist Park right now.
I'm just sad you couldn't make GPB into this list of things that you have today. You couldn't stop by our studio? I mean, feeling a little upset.
She's got FOMO.
I mean, Nelly could have hooked me up. He could have told me where it was. We could have made it happen.
Probably like 7 minutes from you. Not even. I'm like including traffic lights.
Yeah. Okay. Well, next time you're in Atlanta, let us know you're in Atlanta so that way you can get the invite to come to the Palatial Studios.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told you. I told you that I was going to be up here.
I missed the memo. I'm much more organized when it comes to John with scheduling this stuff.
So. Truth. All right. First topic for Jack.
Okay. First topic. How's the weather been in Columbus?
How's the weather?
It has been raining so much here.
How's the weather?
If it's not raining, it's stupid hot. And if it's not stupid hot, it's raining.
Stupid
That's
hot.
That's the answer to that question.
All right. So
I'm just joking. That wasn't my real first question.
The first real question, obviously, it's got to do with Pierre Coffee. For everybody that doesn't know, Todd alluded to it a little bit. What went down?
So Pierre Coffee, he left Carver to take the principal job at Stewart County, which is just south of Columbus, a couple counties south. And he's going to be the principal for the elementary, middle, and high school. It's all one big school down there. So he's the principal there. So he's gone from Carver. And, you know, also the defensive coordinator, Justin Newman, he's gone. He's the head coach at Chris County now. The offensive coordinator at Carver also went down with Coach Coffee as well. So in his place, Carver hired an alumni, Jarvis Jones, the former Georgia Bulldog, the former Pittsburgh Steeler. So there's a lot of anticipation with Carver this year, a lot of changes. And it's something that you're not necessarily used to from a defending state champion. But, you know, it's going to be a lot of change, going to be a new quarterback as well. So, you know, a lot of changes for that team. But it's going to be real interesting to see. You know, they still got a lot of pieces from that, you know, stalwart defense that they had last year. So I'm really intrigued to see what this team looks like coming up in a few weeks.
The same teams the past couple of years in your area have been the ones that are kind of dominating. What is that still the case? Are there new teams emerging? What have you seen this summer?
So I just told you the situation with Carver. Got high hopes for Troup County this year. Troup County's got, you know, they've been rebuilding, you know, Nelly's familiar with, you know, the days where we were talking about Teo Todd all the time. But, you know, they had a rebuilding year. But, you know, even by rebuilding year standards, Troup County still had a really good year. And they're really excited. Same goes for the other two schools in Troup County that we cover, LaGrange and Callaway. Both are really anticipating big seasons. They've been able to grow. And I'm really excited to see just Troup County football in general, LaGrange, Callaway, and Troup County. I think it's going to be a real big year for all those schools. And then Harris County as well. Harris County looking to have a big year. They're the spotlight of our In the Trenches series that Rex Castillo does every year. So Rex Castillo and Drew Platt, they do a phenomenal job with that series. It's basically our version of Hard Knocks for high school football. And so we've been kind of, you know, in depth with that program all through summer camp. So that's something that we're going to be interested in as well. And then I've already made a couple of stops on our training camp tour. Manchester's looking to have a big year. Sly County as well. So, like I said, there's a lot of teams that we've talked about, but, you know, have had rebuild, had to have times rebuilding. So I'm really interested to see how this all goes.
Is there anybody who is going to be a cheat code in 2025?
You know, I'm going to be honest, Nelly. The Cheat Code Award is up for grabs right now. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I like it.
Okay. It's up for grabs. It's going to have to be earned, you know, throughout the beginning part of the season. But, you know, when you think about the guys that have earned that title over the past few years, where you're thinking about Teo Todd, or you think about guys like Katie Hutchison at Harris County, or you think about guys like Darius Favors at Manchester, or, you know, a Jalewis Solomon at Sly County, you know, the list really goes on and on, you know. But, you know, when you think about those guys, you know, you have to be a special kind of talent to get that moniker. And, you know, I'm holding out. We're going to see how the beginning of the season starts before we go, you know, dubbing people to cheat code. You know, that takes time to earn.
No doubt about it. As always, my friend, great to see you. Half of the tag team champs in the Western Frontier, Jack Patterson of WRBL-TV. Enjoy going back and forth over the next couple of days with everything that you're doing, because nothing is going on at all in the sports world. And when the All-Stars come to the table, you know it's the beginning of high school football season.
Absolutely. It's just about that time. We are just under 5 weeks away from kicking off the prep zone. I can't wait.
And a new voice on the podcast is WMAZ sports anchor, Cecily Stout.
So excited
about
this.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Hannah was so excited about this.
I am like fangirling out, because anytime we have a female voice on the podcast, I get really excited. So, Cecily, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. We're taking over. I'm excited.
So give everybody a little bit of background about you. I know you played soccer at UGA, but because you're a new voice, give us like a really quick background on where you come from.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. Snapshot. So native of Georgia, from Alpharetta, Georgia, went to high school at Chattahoochee, Johns Creek, very familiar with the North Atlanta area. Then played 5 seasons over at UGA. Shout out to COVID for that one. So played 5 seasons at UGA, got a pair of degrees, and then headed on down to Macon, started my journalism career, started in news, but have been so excited the past year to have been promoted and doing sports, and I'm so excited.
Welcome to the bright side of sports. So you're in the Macon area. One of the top storylines, Boone Williams heading to Northside. We all have seen what he did at Hughes. What is the buzz around that? And we'll get into some other topics first, but I know that's a really big one that you're covering.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, when I heard Boone was coming, I was so excited, because
he's amazing, by the way. He is amazing.
Powerhouse. Yes, Swoos guy. And like, Langston Hughes is such a powerhouse. So it's super cool that he's coming down here. When he decided to come down here, and we've chatted with him multiple times at this point, but he's actually been talking about, now that we're looking towards the season, that Northside is obviously a very profound program, as far as it used to be a championship program, bringing in multiple state championships. And he's kind of looking to bring that back to Northside, really to Warner Robins and that whole area. So last time we talked to him, he actually said right now his alum coaches that are there, former Northside players, are kind of help guiding and rebuilding the program for the kids from like a mental aspect of like, hey, we used to be champions and we can do that again. We need to bring back that mentality of championship era and remembering really what the program once was. I mean, taking home at least 3 state titles. The last one was back in 2015, but they're looking to bring that all back, you know, under Boone and a new era. And everybody in Warner Robins is super excited for him to be here.
North of Georgia 247, they're excited about it. South of Georgia 247, they're not so excited about
sad
it.
Sad to lose him.
Well, no, I'm talking like red versus blue.
Yes.
Georgia 247, the dividing line, the Centerville connector. It's like everybody north of that toward Davis Road, they're excited. Everybody south is like, oh, Boone's in town. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Right.
Right.
Uh-oh. Do
you want me to just take over this part?
Look, you're off and running with Cecily. I'm just sitting here. I'm reading about Trinidad and Tobago U20s and things like that.
You do that. We never know what John's doing. Let's just go into Warner Robins. Shane Sam's second season? Is this his second season?
I think it's third.
Or is it? Cecily will know. Is this Shane Sam's second or third season?
I believe it's his third.
Okay.
Efforting.
So Warner Robins, definitely, they kind of got knocked out early in the playoffs last year, a little bit earlier than they wanted to, and lost a couple of powerhouses with Georgia players, but kind of the same thing. And you know that rivalry down there is pretty unbelievable. And I know with Boone coming, it's going to be a little different this year. So that's going to be really exciting. We're excited to see that. It's going to be a little bit different this year. I think there's going to be more hype around it. I mean, I don't know how you can get any more excited about that kind of rivalry, but there's going to be more hype around it. I think more people are just going to be really interested in seeing it, you know, be a game.
Yes. Be finally a super competitive game in the years to come.
Third season for
Third
Shane Sampson.
Officially.
Do you still have questions?
Time flies. Yes, I have another question.
Keep going.
So the other school that we follow very heavily in your area, Peach County, with Marquise Westbrook, still building the program. What have you seen from them this summer, and what do you think is going to happen this fall?
Oh my gosh, Peach was so exciting to watch last year. And I think this year, it's going to be a similar conversation, but kind of a different story. Obviously, they lost their star QB, DJ Hudson. He's going to Fort Valley State just down the road. But I mean, that kid was explosive last year. And his brother, Zion, woo, that duo was
love to see it.
And Zion is actually coming back. He committed to Navy committed to Army a couple of weeks ago. And he is super excited about that. But I think he's definitely going to be a player to watch because he just exploded in his junior season. I mean, he had over 1,200 yards, 60 catches. It's going to be unbelievable. Now, KD Ivory is the new QB in town. And Coach Westbrook was telling me that DJ actually just comes home a lot to their practices, kind of helps KD out, kind of explaining to him, getting things done as he's going to be the new QB and kind of the face of that program next year.
Do you still have questions? You're on a roll.
I'll let you have a turn. Your turn, John.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As I was sitting, like I said, I was researching Trinidad and Tobago U20 national soccer while Hannah was discussing things with you about high school football. Those that haven't spent the time there in the 4-7-8, what are some of the other big storylines that you're chasing so far this season?
Absolutely. So last year was a really big deal in Macon with Northeast. They made it to the state championship for the first time ever in school history. The first time the city of Macon has gone up to the state championship since the 70s. It was a really, really big deal. The entire city showed out. It was really cool.
I swear now, we covered Nick ever since he was like a sixth grader.
Yeah, I was going to say. So obviously that is the biggest difference this year. No Nick Woodford. So they're going to have a lot of work to do to kind of refill that role if you even can. But they've got their QB back, Bam Glover. He was, you know, the other half of that impressive backfield. So he's going to be really fun to watch too. But I think everybody's going to be kind of rooting for the Raiders to see, you know, how far they can really pull it again this year.
Anything else for Cecily while we're here?
I'm good. We've covered all the ground, all the bases. What do
all
you
right,
think,
so then hit the promo, Cecily, with the football Friday night, and when things kick off with you
where
and Sammy and
you.
Frank and Ben, and where we all get to sit there, and go to Mr. Collinsworth.
She's probably gonna have
absolutely
no idea.
So you know, if you're not able to get out to every single field Friday night, it's very hard, but somehow we are able to do it. So you can check out all the action, 11:35 every Friday for Football Friday Night. We wrap up all the best highlights. We check out the biggest hits, the biggest plays. It's super exciting. Frank, Ben, Sammy, and I break it all down. You've got to tune in. It's the best thing to watch on Fridays.
And Hannah cannot
stop
laughing.
I think you're the reason that Marvin doesn't come on this show anymore.
Why?
Because you embarrass him.
I do not. If I embarrass anybody, I embarrass Collinsworth.
Okay, well, we can't embarrass Cecily, though. Cecily.
Yeah, Cecily.
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 Yes.
Yes.
And next time we're going to have Cecily and Sammy.
See, this is how it works.
You're amazing, by the way. You're amazing. Thank you so much for all the information. We cannot wait to have you on as a new all-star regular. And can't wait to see what happens down there in Macon.
So Cecily, Cecily, it's great to have you. Thanks for hopping on, and be good to everybody down there in Middle Georgia. We'll catch up soon.
Absolutely. If you need anything, let me know, guys.
Phil Jones with ITG Next is next. Phil, what's going on?
Not much, guys. So glad to be back on the GBB All-Stars for another exciting season.
You know, everyone's been so excited to be back on the podcast today. It's really just making this one fun, John.
Well, it's because I was going to say, because of you being on the podcast, they don't care that I'm here. They want to talk to you. They don't want to talk to me.
I'm just excited in general. The countdown is on for the season. What is going on in South Georgia? Give me the summer highlights.
Oh, wow. Where to begin? Well, you know, we've had numerous coaching changes. Of course, Coach Soliday is out.
Yes.
At Erwin County. John, I know that place is close to your heart, of course. And Definitely interested to know your thoughts on that as we move forward. But Larry Harold, very capable, very experienced, taking over in the reservation. So going to be interesting to see what happens with Irwin County. Chris County's got a new head coach, and Justin Newman, coming over from Carver, Columbus. And, man, I tell you, he's got the Cougar fans up there in Court Hill excited about Chris County football. Of course, we go back to the Fitzgerald area, and you've got Tucker Pruitt leaving Fitzgerald, going over to Appling. And you've got Wes Tankersley leaving Stevens County, going to Fitzgerald. So, you know, the coaching changes have really been a big part of the news happening this offseason, guys. Now, as far as the bigger classifications, Lowndes, they lost, I think, 19 of 22 starters this past this offseason. So, got a complete rebuild facing Adam Carter. Talked to him earlier this offseason. Coach Carter said and pretty much admitted, hey, this 2025 could be a challenge for Lowndes football this year. But could also be kind of poor mouthing a little bit. We'll see what happens there. But just like last year, guys, I think Region 1-6A is wide open this year. And I tell you, a lot of quarterback – I'm not going to say quarterback controversies, but you especially not at Lowndes, but you've got Brooks County. Of course, I know I'm kind of jumping around a little bit here, but Brooks County, you know, looks like Junior Burris may have some competition at quarterback. You've got Bryce Puckett, who can't transfer from Cairo. And so you've got a battle for the starting position there in Brooks County. You've got Valdosta. You've got a quarterback challenge for the starting nod there. So, guys, that is kind of the quick summation.
So nothing is going on, Phil, is what you're saying.
And again, I kind of jumped around there. I'm just hitting them, spitballing here. But, yeah, 1-6-8, let me get back to that for a second. So 1-6-8, Lowndes, Camden, the usual suspects, Colquitt County. There's another potential quarterback scenario brewing there. But I think the team to watch, though, in 1-6-8 this year, nobody's counting on Tiff County to do much of anything. But let me tell you, Jeff Littleton has got folks excited again. And it's great to see. Tiff County football belongs on a bigger stage than what they've been in the last few years. So,
I agree.
Well, and one of the sneaky things that folks may not realize about Colquitt's schedule, one away game in region this year.
Ooh.
Everything is at home until the last game of the regular season, Halloween night at Richmond Hill.
That's going to be a doozy.
So Colquitt County, with everything that they traditionally do, Phil, they get to do a lot of it at home. They only have three away games all season long, at North Gwinnett, at Lee, and at Richmond Hill. So
it's got to be on purpose. Bringing the excitement back.
Absolutely.
Getting the program back on track.
You got to, and you make sure that you get to learn about yourself at home. So only three away games, and that last one in region, Phil. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, hey, don't forget, though, guys, you're absolutely right. You make some great points, but it's going to come at quite a hefty price. They're going to open up. You know, they opened up with West out of Utah last year. They were not able to make that a second year. So who did they put instead? None other than Benedictine is coming to the Hall of Fame. Can you guys believe that? You don't think that's going to be a big stage?
Danny Britt will play anybody, any place, anytime. Sean Calhoun the same way. They're just like, hey, need a game? Got a game. I'm good to go. Hey, you want to pair up? Yeah, sure. Why not? Literally, it was probably like three emails back and forth.
I guess being at home helps a little, though, there. I mean,
the talent.
Your dad told me it was the ultimate home field advantage for Colquitt, the toughest place. And, guys, can you imagine Jeff Heron, with all of his history, talking about the toughest place to play? He told me directly. No doubt about it. The Hog Pen. Colquitt County, fans are right on top of you. John Hannah, you guys know it. You've been there. Fans are right on top of you. They get that loud music going. The band gets rocking and rolling, and it becomes quite a challenging venue, but that's going to be a great one. Then they got to go to North Gwinnett this year. Remember, North Gwinnett went down to Colquitt last year and handled the Pac 14-3, I believe, was the final. So, you know, it's going to be a challenging schedule for Sean Calhoun's Coffee County Packers this year.
All right. So now that we've talked about the bigger classifications, you did mention Brooks County a little bit. What else in the lower classifications are you staring at this year when it comes to teams possibly repeating, teams pushing through? What are you staring at in the smaller classifications?
By the way, speaking of repeating, I wrote a story a couple of months ago. I think 2025 is going to be the year of the repeat.
Chalk.
I think you've got several of those champions from last year, guys. They're going to have an excellent chance of repeating. Now, Brooks County got to the state title game last year, come up a little bit short, but, man, let me tell you, Josh McFather's Trojans are absolutely loaded this year. But that's a tough region. Class, 1A, D1 is going to be tough also. But, you know, Jim Dickerson at Clinch County, they're going to be good this year. DeMario Jones doing a great job over at Charlton County in the Swamp. Look for them to be back. And don't forget, you got a former Division II coach coaching at Lanier County and David Dean. So last year was his first year, kind of made the transition back into coaching, of course, back into high school. But, you know, you can't Lanier County out this year. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. But I tell you, as far as double-A goes, I think Carver is going to be in the driver's seat again this year, guys.
All right. So, okay. Yeah. So you said Charlton, Lanier, Clinch, and Phil is the only guy that I know of that, for emphasis, turns the word absolutely into a seven-syllable word. It's that important.
Absolutely, John.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. So for everybody that needs to know what you're doing down there at ITG Next, I know that you guys are kind of statewide in your coverage. What do folks need to do when they keep an eye on you this season?
So Mondays, I'll be getting ready, in fact, here in a couple of hours. So we're now doing the Extra Point podcast live from Mellow Mushroom in Valdosta.
Oh, so Mellow Mushroom.
Coming by. Oh, great pizza, great fellowship. Folks come by. Wait, we just talked a little football for an hour and a half. And I got to tell you, Hannah, you spoke of the excitement, about the podcast and everybody looking forward to it. Guys, I don't remember so much excitement that we've had this off season for the upcoming season that people have expressed this year. And, again, that comes from our year-round podcast that we do. But you can check it out at any of our social media platforms, ITG Next, our Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and X/Twitter. 5:30 to 7 o'clock, Extra Point with Phil Jones. And, of course, we're going to be bringing you the ITG Next game of the week again this year. We're going to be at North Winnetka for that Colquitt game. Going to be at over in Savannah for Buford Benedictine.
Ooh, week two. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. So we're all over the place this year, guys, and really looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
We can't wait.
Absolutely. So it's great to hear from you, my friend. We'll catch up soon.
Sorry about the slow intro there, guys. Thank you for bearing with me. I look forward to doing this every week.
And we always end things with GPB's Matt Stewart to round things out. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great, and officially congratulations to you. Your family can't get any cuter, can it?
Thank you, Matt. I know. Another girl. Adding another girl to the Gooden group. That rhymes.
The Gooden group.
The Gooden group. It was the Gooden. It's still the Gooden girls. Gooden group. Thank you, Matt.
Fabulous.
So many.
Fabulous.
So many.
Saturday morning program.
Two more girls, and you got a great basketball team ready to go.
Yeah. So the Gooden girls will be on GPB Kids coming up in short order, I'm sure.
I should pitch that. I'm missing the season this year, which is so sad. And before we went live, we were talking about the schedule, some of the places we were going. And one of the locations I am most bummed about missing is the new Buford Stadium. Matt, any updates on the new $62 million stadium over there?
Yeah, well, I just dropped. I just talked to Brian Appling over the last couple of days, and that'll be dropping in my latest podcast.
Oh, perfect!
Shameless plug here on Matt Stewart Sports High School Football Podcast. Find it on YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, and Apple. Listen so there
that.
You go.
Awesome! But, yeah, hey, congrats on that. It's great.
So anyway, So I just talked to him. They're going to be practicing in there for the first time this week. They're going to get in there under the lights, you know, just get a feel for it. So. Yeah, it's on. There's still a few things left to be done, but I think this week marks the first official week that they're going to jump in there and get some practice time in there. But there's, you know, and I talked extensively about that with him on the podcast. You know, there's no doubt this puts another big target on Buford's back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody wants. I mean, it's amazing the $62 million stadium, Philip Beard Stadium, as it's going to be called, 10,000 seat stadium. Philip Beard being a city commissioner, councilman, something of that nature. My apologies for not knowing it exactly, that's who it's named after, and. I mean, it's a national story. I mean, you Google it. I mean, it's all over the place. People talking about this new $62 million stadium. And, of course, they'll open the season against Milton on national television in this stadium. Mm-hmm. So, and we're going to be in there, you know, a couple of weeks after that, we'll be in there for a game as well. So looking forward to that. But it definitely puts a target, an even bigger target or more of a target on Buford's back, as if they needed any more. So that'll be something that, you know, that'll be something that they have to deal with. But I believe, you know, they've got a team, you know, and I'll be dropping my preseason rankings, have been in some of the classifications already, but you know, they'll be there near the top and in the running for the state championship again this year.
Ribbon cutting back. Let's see. July 27 looks like is when the ribbon cutting is, according to BufordHS.org.
Wow.
So. There you go.
Oh, yep. Can't believe I'm missing that.
I know. Oh. All right. So the one thing that we haven't talked to anybody about, but we have saved for you as our resident recruiting guru.
Yep. Yep.
Who are some of the top prospects in the state that you are looking at and most looking forward to watching here on GPB this year?
Well, I mean, this past 6 weeks, really since the start of June, has just been an incredible month of Georgia high school football players committing. To answer your question specifically, I think the big story looming on the horizon is Tyler Atkinson of Grayson, mm-hmm. you know, the five-star linebacker rated as high as the number one linebacker in the country. And I thought, you know, all due respect to Juju Lewis, the best player in the state last year, and I think he showed that in the state championship game, and he's got to be one of the best players in the country. I can't imagine there's anybody better than him, but he's dropped his, he's top four. He's got his top four teams now and has said a decision is coming soon, has not given a specific date as to when he's going to announce, but Georgia's on that list. Clemson's on that list. I apologize. I don't have the whole list in front of me, but those two teams are. And I believe Clemson's on the list. I said that, but I know Georgia's on the list. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But, I mean, that's one of the big stories looming out there right now. And I think another is that, you know, just in the last couple of days, we've watched as Caden Prothrow, the five-star tight end / wide receiver, at Bowden just committed to Georgia. Ty Green, the four-star athlete, just committed to Georgia. This is all happening in the last couple of days. The other guy that's rated as the number one linebacker in the country, Elijah Griffin out of Gainesville. So there's actually a couple of, you know, as we all know, there's four different major recruiting services. Not everybody has Tyler rated number one, but Elijah is also rated number one. He committed to Alabama, you know, over the last couple of weeks. And
how did he get out of the state of Georgia?
Well, you know, well, number one, he's from Alabama and transferred to Gainesville, and his coach,
played at
Alabama. So connect the dots, as they like to say. But I mean, here's a guy, you know, and here's a guy that his mama posted pictures of him on Twitter. I mean, when he was three years old, they got pictures of him dressed up, you know, in the full Alabama Crimson Tide gear. Including helmet.
Wow.
I mean, he told his mama as little as 3 years old he wanted to play for the Crimson Tide. And he was actually originally committed to Southern Cal and then decommitted out of that, now has committed to Alabama. So, and then Bryce Perry Wright, the five-star defensive lineman from Buford over the weekend, he committed to Texas A&M. So a lot of commitments going on here since the start of June. So there'll be a lot of players to be watching, you know, this season.
Another storyline I've been following is Adam Clack is back, heading to Parkview. What are your thoughts on that, Matt?
Well, Adam's always won wherever he's been. First West Forsyth, and then, you know, helped turn Milton into the national power that they are today.
It's just interesting him coming back from college and Europe and all these things. Now he's back at popping back up at Parkview. I mean, he's a friend of the show. He's fantastic. I'm just kind of surprised.
Adam's a great guy. Yeah, Adam is a great guy, and I wish him all the best. And I think he'll be successful at Parkview. He's been successful everywhere he's been. He's got a blueprint. He's got a philosophy in mind on how to program, build, and win. And I think he will be able to do that at Parkview too. So I think another one of the storylines is every year, the coaching changes.
Yeah. So many
that we have seen at different levels. I mean, you know, with our good buddy Boone going from Langston Hughes to Northside Warner Robins, and now Andrico Hines taking over there at Langston Hughes, and I don't expect them to miss a beat. He's a great offensive mind and was a great player in Clayton County and then Middle Tennessee State. And, you know, that's going to be – and then in AAA, the two team AAA, the private schools, pardon me, the two teams that play for the state championship, both underwent significant coaching change, with Jonathan Guest leaving Hebron and going to South Carolina, and Kenny Dallas coming from Trinity Christian. They won a state championship in 2021. He takes over at Hebron, and John Rick, of course, moves up and takes over for, Brock's daddy.
Yeah, Vandegrift. Greg Vandegrift.
Greg Vandegrift, who thinks of it
in prospect terms. It's like, okay, so recruiting terms.
No, and Greg's certainly a tremendous coach. They played in five straight state championship games at Prince Avenue and won three of them. So, you know, he left. And then Jarvis Jones takes over at Carver Columbus, you know, after Pierre Coffey moved up into the administrative levels of high school and got out of coaching. And Jarvis Jones, one of the great Georgia high school football players of all time, I would say, you know, takes over at his alma mater. And I don't think there's a bigger favorite. I don't think there's a bigger favorite in a classification than Carver Columbus in AA.
Okay. So Phil Jones from ITG Next was the guest before you, and he thought that this was going to be the year of chalk when it came to teams chasing championships. Do you share that assessment?
No, okay. I totally agree. I think there are as many as four teams that could repeat as state champions this year. So I'm not saying that these four will, but I think these four all have a good shot. I think Carver Columbus is as close to a surefire bet. I mean, they are absolutely stacked. They're a double-A team with 6A talent. I mean, they are just loaded to the hilt. And we saw, of course, they obliterated a good Burke County team in the double-A final, you know, back in December. And, I mean, I don't know anybody's going to touch these guys unless they slip up. And, of course, you know, every team can slip up and have a bad night, but they are loaded. I think North Oconee has a good chance to repeat in 4A. I think Grayson's got a good chance to repeat in 6A. I would say maybe Grayson, you know, I'm not as totally sold on Grayson as I am those first two I mentioned, but only because it's 6A. Only because it's so much more difficult, I think, at that classification to repeat, because the talent is so incredible. Not to say that 4A and 2A talent isn't, but, you know, 6A is just the deepest, and then comes 5A. But I think Grayson, and I think Bowden going for history, trying to become the third team in state history to win four straight state championships. I think they're in the mix, and I think they got a good shot to do it. It'll be tough there. I don't think they're as strong a favorite as Carver Columbus and North Oconee, but I think they're in that mix where they could repeat and become just the third team. Of course, West Rome did it first, and then Buford's done it, and now Bowden's trying to become the next team to win four straight state championships.
All right, hit the promo for everything Matt Stewart, Football Fridays, and all points in between.
Oh, well, we start our season September 5th. It'll be my 12th season calling GPP Sports Football Fridays in Georgia. Excited about that. And as I mentioned, I launched a new high school football podcast. It's really difficult to remember. It's called the Matt Stewart Sports High School Football Podcast.
Matt
and you can
Stewart
watch it on YouTube. Sports. You can, yeah, just remember my name, add sports and high school football podcast. And there you go. Yeah, it's on YouTube and it's on Spotify. It's on iHeart. It's on Apple, the last three, of course, are the audio versions, and YouTube's the video version of it. And I'll be dropping another one here in the next 24 hours with Brian Appling as my guest interviewee. All so right.
The MSSHSFBP.
And then I'll have my and I'll have the AA and private school top 10 preseason top 10s in there, mine and the all state teams for those classifications plus recruiting. Right. So
as love always, it. My friend, it's great to catch up with you. When it's time for the all stars, we know the season's not far from us. As
absolutely
always, looking forward
5 weeks
to
from this week.
Five
the season starts.
Five
yeah.
weeks. Can't believe
that's
it.
Right.
Wow,
it's hard to believe.
Be safe, my friend. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
So, once again, let me see if I've got this straight. The MSSHSFBP, the Matt Stewart Sports High School Football Podcast, is a part of what he's doing. So, Matt's branched out, and he's talking to coaches. He's had a lot of the heavyweights on so far. So, follow Matt along and follow us along every single week when it comes to everything high school football.
We've covered so much today.
So
what's this
EA Sports thing that we're talking about now? What is this?
So they came out with their new College Football 26.
Yes.
This is all thanks to the NIL.
Yeah.
This is the second year in a row they've done it.
Right.
And former Mill Creek standout, current Ohio State safety, Caleb Downs, is the second rated player on the entire video game.
Not a surprise.
Very cool.
You're the number three state when it comes to high school recruiting in the entire United States of America. You're going to have a lot of folks that are coming from the high school ranks to be a part of it. Here's my challenge for those that are the EA Sportsy types. I don't have the time to do the EA Sports, and of course, I would also have to have a video game console to do it. Stack a roster of all Georgia high school football talent. Create a Georgia high school all-star team for EA Sports and see how you do. And when you win the championship and you go 15 or 16 and 0, however many games in the season, send us the box scores of all of those so we can find out who got there the fastest and how dominant were you in all of these kinds of things. Okay, before we go, Marky Mark. It is summer. We're in the middle of summer. We need our summer lesson from you. Summer thoughts, summer things as we go here, because we always need our word or words of advice from Marky Mark as we get ready for everything. So as we are traversing the early summer here and heading into football season, what words of wisdom or word of wisdom do you have?
So we're at the peak of summer heat right now.
Peak of heat.
Incredibly hot. Ever now thing right going on. But I want to join in on the EA Sports conversation. I'm not like, I won't lie, I'm not the biggest sports video game guy. However, words of wisdom on this. My brother-in-law is a massive fan of those games right there.
Tell him to do it.
He's going to get into it. Like, he's going so hard on it right now. You have no clue. Like, the only games he plays are the ones where it has a franchise mode where he can build out his, like, football empire.
See?
And you know what? I need to tell him to get in on what you just offered right there. He would take you up on that, and I know he's going to get that game soon. But that's the words of wisdom. Stay out of the heat. Play video games.
See? There you go. I like how
you
that works.
You need to report back.
So when he goes into franchise mode and wins the entire league, he needs to send his box scores so we know how dominant a force he was in this competition.
I'm going to send him the final bit of this podcast right here. bring him up on that. And if he does do the challenge and everything, I'll let you know.
He does do the challenge. He's going to do the challenge.
Good point there.
So for Marky Mark, King James, for Ambassador Jeremy, for G-Money and Hannah, I'm just John. That's the All-Stars. We went long because there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot more to talk about. Next time out, I guess we're going to warn him now. The executive director of the Georgia High School Association, Dr. Tim Scott, you're on the clock. You're a month out because then it'll be time.
See you next month.
See you next month.
Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia. Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.